Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
So I'm Cliff Smythe. I'm a faculty member in the Department of Mind-Body Medicine and the College of Integrative Medicine and Health Sciences at Saybrook University. And welcome. So for today's practice, I've chosen a body scan practice. In the time that we have, it's not possible to do a full detailed body scan. So I'll do a body scan that foregrounds some of the parts of the body that are highly represented in the nervous system as parts of our kind of body schema. And in the Buddhist meditation traditions, mindfulness of the body is the first foundation of mindfulness. And I wanted to present a practice that doesn't focus primarily on the breath, as I know it can be a challenge for some people for various reasons, maybe some history of respiratory distress, that focusing always on the breath in meditation can be a challenge. And this is a practice that's developed by my colleague, Dr. Deborah Bowes, and myself. And Deborah teaches the movement modalities for wellness class here at Saybrook. Good. So making yourself that little bit more comfortable, either sitting back in the chair and bringing your pelvis back to the back and making use of the seat and the back and the arms. Or alternatively, you might, you know, come forward and really get that sense of sitting tall. Either way, if it's possible, find a way to bring your feet to the floor. And getting a sense of, and inviting the spine to be long. Getting a sense of the support from the pelvis up through the spine to the head. And indeed, our first focus today is on the sense of support. Can you feel your feet on the floor, even if it's through the shoes or the slippers? Bring your attention there to the support for your feet and support through your feet. What's the pressure? Where are the areas of contact of the foot with the floor? Is it the same for each foot? And then you might move on up if your thighs are touching what you're sitting on and your pelvis. How does your pelvis make contact with what you're sitting on, the chair, the bed? Feeling the areas of pressure and support under the pelvis. What shape and weight do you give there? Is there some sense of the sits bones through those strong muscles of the buttocks? Bring all your attention to this place of support, these areas of support, and then the support originally somewhere coming from the earth. And these are the surfaces from which we move. And these are the surfaces on which we can settle for a while as we pause and become present. And of course, you might find that your body may make some involuntary adjustments and shift the weight a little as we draw our attention to this support. And even sometimes when it's meditating, it's a wise and compassionate thing to allow your body to adjust a little, or even deliberately make some small adjustments that serve to allow you to come more aware, to gather yourself more fully into the moment. Some small movements that can help bring a growing sense of stillness and ease. Now, shifting your attention to your feet. Bring all your attention into your feet as much as you can. And with your attention in your feet, what can you notice about the experience of them? The temperature, the feeling of the feet that contain all those marvelous bones and joints, all that flexibility and potential for movement. Feeling the feet from the inside. And again, you might notice that spontaneously something happens. You feel a desire to move the foot, to feel it better, move the feet, to feel them. Or you might choose to move your feet a little bit to sense them better so they're more comfortable, so this power of attention can suffuse the feet. And again, this can allow you to be more gathered, more present in your whole self and to your whole self. Staying for a moment with the attention in and with the feet. Now shifting your attention to your hands, to each hand, and to both hands. What parts of your hands can you sense? As much as possible, bring your attention to reside in your hands without judgment and with compassion for all they do for us. Sensing the left hand, and the right hand, and both hands. Sensing whatever comes to you, shapes, temperatures, or maybe how the hands are touching each other, resting on some part of your body. Your hands that spend so much time touching things and bringing the world to us. Touching into your hands now with your awareness and with compassion and care. And again, you might find that spontaneously your hands make little movements in response to this attention. Or again, you might choose, because it can be a compassionate thing to do, comfortable thing to do, to make some little adjustments to the shape, to the sense of the work, to the position in your hands and fingers and thumbs and wrists, to allow you to feel them as more comfortable, as more at rest. Inviting your attention to rest in your hands for a little longer. Now bring your attention to your head, and particularly to your face. And for the moment, bring all your attention to the right side of your face, to the cheek, to the corner of the eye, the right side of your mouth and your right ear, the right side of your forehead, and the line of the jaw on the right from the ear down to the tip of the jaw. And then bring your attention to the left side of your face, the left side of your nose, your left cheek, The left ear, left jaw. And then bring your attention to your whole face and your forehead, your throat. And noticing any little changes that the attention brings in work and temperature. All these small muscles of attention and emotion and expression that help us connect with others. Can your body invite a sense of ease and softness and calm into the face, around the eyes, evoking a little more relaxation around your eyes, like that moment when your eyes soften, when you fall asleep, feeling your face and the possibility of calm in your face, your eyes, your jaw, your throat. And finally now, just bring your attention to the whole body. Maybe your mind and your attention wanders through the body, or it might be possible to embrace a sense of the whole body sitting there or lying there. Your body takes up some space. It has some width across the shoulders, some depth through the chest. There's the volume of the legs and the arms and the head. Just going inside to get some sense of the space of the body and inviting a sense of spaciousness to the whole body. And in this volume of the body, this wonderful space, there's the quiet movement going on in the background, blood circulating, digestion, hormones, lymph moving through the body so you can rest and digest and return to balance. Sensing the whole body, sitting here and resting here and resting your attention in the whole body. And now slowly, if you've let your eyes close or soften, slowly let your eyes open and begin to refocus. Bring your attention back to being in the room that you're in. Becoming aware that you've been in this meditation here together. And inviting you to take some of these feelings, whatever feelings you found, whatever awarenesses that were helpful of these parts of the body and the whole body into your day. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And we'll conclude now.